Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to do something on assassinations in America. I'm going to do something on assassinations in American politics.
Well, we had a bit of a problem, and with our computer. Anyway, we're going to have the pet. So among the events today, talk about really getting screwed up after Thanksgiving Day. The birthdays today, the great prison reformer Wendell Phillips. Their high school is named after him, one in Chicago. Do you remember Little Women? The authoress Louisa May Alcott, born on this day. Great voice, born in Chicago. A lot of our media people who were anchors were from the Midwest. Chet Huntley, but this one was Frank Reynolds, who worked for ABC. He's dead now. And great musician, Latin, Chuck Mangione, Italian ethnicity, the little rascals, Felix Cavalieri's born on this day. Among the depths, we had the only woman empress of Austria, Maria Theresa. Cardinal Wolsey, Thomas Wolsey, he was son of a butcher, was appointed a cardinal in the Roman Catholic Church at the time, in the reign of Henry VIII of England. He failed to get the divorce that Henry demanded, the divorce from Catherine of Aragon, so Wolsey was dismissed, and he died in disgrace. His replacement was a guy named Cromwell, not the Cromwell of the Puritans. Among the other deaths today, the great Giacomo Puccini, who wrote many romantic operas, La Boheme, Madame Butterfly, Turandot, Sua Angelica. One actress died on this date. Natalie Wood drowned mysteriously in 1981, and they think it was murder. Cary Grant died at 82 years old. Ralph Bellamy, who played FDR, he died at 81. Among the events today, Napoleon retreated from Russia, and it's a military textbook lesson that you don't land war in Russia does not work for the aggressor. Hitler did not learn the lesson from Napoleon getting caught in wintertime in conducting a military campaign against the Russians. And, of course, in Operation Barbarossa, Hitler's sneak attack on Russia, He expected a quick blitzkrieg defeat of the Russian army, but the German army, the Wehrmacht, did not have winter clothing, and when they were caught with that Russian winter, the worst at that time, a lot of their soldiers froze to death at Stalingrad and Leningrad. It was really, this is what happens when dictators don't pay attention to history. Among the other horrible events, another military expedition, the Colorado Militia in 1864 massacred 170-odd Cheyenne Indians, or peaceful Indians, at Sand Creek. A movie, Soldier Blue, which came out in 1970, starring Candace Bergen. Excuse me, I've got the hiccups from yesterday. Among the, in 1887, the United States acquired the rights to Pearl Harbor, and of course we're about a week from Pearl Harbor Day. In 1944, John Hopkins, one of the top hospitals in the country, one of the best rated, they had the first, conducted the first successful open heart surgery. In 1952, Eisenhower, who was newly elected as president, I remember seeing him. I was just very young at the time. He said one of his campaign slogans was, "I will go to Korea," and he did, and he ended the war there. And talking about the federal government, in 1963, LBJ appointed the Warren Commission. Chief Justice Earl Warren of the U.S. Supreme Court was to head the commission, and it's still controversial to this day. 1964, the Roman Catholic Church replaced Latin with English, but you can still go to a Latin Mass if you were a Roman Catholic. On this day in Massachusetts is John F. Kennedy Day. Now we're going to the significance of the Kennedy assassination. Patrick Butler, a famous Chicago author, just written a book on Ravenswood, which and Lakewood, which is one of the great districts in Chicago. Chicago, like New York, is a city of neighborhoods, and we did a series on presidents and assassinations, and we will play this again right here.
This off air about the three shots of the obsolete rifle, if I could call it that, and was there a third?
The Major Carcano was not an obsolete rifle. It was a rifle that was no longer used by the Italian army.
Mm-hmm.
It was for years a good solid workhorse rifle, and there was nothing, you know, they say it's a poor workman who blames his tools.
Mm-hmm.
the Mannlicher Carcano was, was a good workhorse rifle for the Italian infantry.
Mm-hmm.
And, and in fact, Lee Harvey Oswald was not that bad a shot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was trained in the Marine Corps to be a fairly decent shot, and by Marine standards, he was slightly above average.
Mm. Now, the controversy, there's still a lot of controversy, and I mentioned that there was an Australian retired detective expert who came over here, went to Dealey Plaza, went up to the book depository, and talked to a former, a writer who had researched with a guy who's now dead, an FBI, I think, firearms expert, who had some doubts about who really shot Kennedy. And according to this thing that was on cable TV, it was Kennedy was hit by the first bullet from Oswald, but the bullet that smashed his skull was an accident that it's allegedly a Secret Service guard had taken the safety off of his rifle, and it discharged and hit Kennedy and smashed his brain. This was the proposition on this TV cable, supposedly another expose on this controversial assassination. But you said,
I find it rather interesting,
mm-hmm,
that this has only come out
mm-hmm
in the past 6 months or so.
Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with any of this?
I've heard that story before,
okay,
but
okay.
I also know that the bullets that were found on the scene,
mm-hmm,
were examined in an exhaustive fashion, and there is no evidence that they came from anything but the same gun.
No, this is what he said. I saw they repeated this several times on cable TV, the real REEL. I don't know if you've got it back there. And he said that one, there was a different bullet which would not have fitted in the chamber of that rifle, and that was used either to cleanse the chamber or whatever. And then the bullet that hit Kennedy and Connally was the one that came from Oswald, and that the bullet that smashed Kennedy's skull was a different size.
Well, I think.
I mean, that's what they said.
I know. I think there's no limit to the amount of imagination that helps sell books. And there's no limit. There's no limit to the appetite people have for conspiracies. And
mm-hmm.
this is nothing new.
Mm-hmm.
After Lincoln's assassination, among mm-hmm. the people that were being blamed for complicity in the assassination
mm-hmm.
Were Pope Pius IX,
mm-hmm.
Who was, according to some people, a secret Confederate sympathizer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you believe that, I've got a bridge at Belmont and the river that I'll be glad to sell you real cheap.
I don't want to have cement shoes and end up in the Chicago River.
No. But you know, you get the idea.
Oh, right.
In the case of Leon Czolgosz,
mm-hmm.
there was the belief
mm-hmm.
that anarchists, including anarchists in Chicago,
mm-hmm.
led by Emma Goldman,
mm-hmm.
Were behind the assassination.
Mm-hmm.
Again,
mm-hmm.
it is true that Leon Czolgosz wanted desperately to be accepted by the anarchists. That doesn't mean that the anarchists were in league with him. In fact, in an anarchist newspaper, The Alarm,
mm-hmm.
they carried a notice to beware of this man who had been appearing at anarchist gatherings trying to solicit support for assassinating public officials.
Good Lord. It seems like...
The anarchists themselves thought that he was some kind of a plant.
Mm-hmm.
Czolgosz was not a plant, but
mm-hmm.
Czolgosz was a nut that even the anarchists wanted no part of.
Mm. Now, what was the other thing I was going to say? Now, there's a lot of have you seen the Zapruder film?
Yes, I have.
And what's your opinion? Because the controversy now is that several frames when the original was turned over to the Warren Commission, several frames were either missing or distorted. There's so much controversy. It seems that the most controversial assassinations in our history are Lincoln's and Kennedy's.
Yeah.
And, of course, the way they handled the trial of the alleged conspirators after the Lincoln assassination seems to me a gross miscarriage of justice, especially Mary Surratt hanging a woman.
Well, Mary Surratt, there's no question that Mary Surratt was guilty of espionage.
Mm-hmm.
There's no question that Mary Surratt was a Confederate sympathizer. There is very little evidence to suggest that she had any guilty knowledge
mm-hmm.
Of a plan to kill Lincoln. She was aware of a plot
mm-hmm.
and may have been part of a plot
mm-hmm.
to kidnap Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
But Mary Surratt they were looking for scapegoats at that time.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to round up as many quote-unquote conspirators as possible
mm-hmm.
And make an example of them.
Mm-hmm.
This was the first time a president had been assassinated in American history. It came at the end of a very divisive war. They were looking for guilty people. Remember, for a time, Jefferson Davis was considered to be one of the ringleaders.
Mm-hmm. Well, he spent some time in prison, too.
Well, he was in prison not for that.
Jefferson Davis
was imprisoned
mm-hmm.
for being a leader of the rebellion.
Right.
Which, incidentally, that may have been illegal,
mm-hmm.
Because I believe there was an amnesty granted to anybody who signed the Oath of Allegiance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess he didn't. Now, jumping forward, since you're in Washington now, let's get back to Lincoln and the first attempted assassination. Can you tell us something about that?
Yes. Yes, in 1864, on his way to the old soldier's home, where Lincoln would spend many summer evenings away from the White House, Lincoln.
And away from Mary Todd.
Well, that's another possibility, isn't it? The president would go out to this rather secluded area outside Washington. It was Lincoln's equivalent of Camp David. He was unescorted at that time. Presidents often traveled unaccompanied. And at one point when he was on his way to the old soldier's home, someone fired a bullet through his stovepipe hat. He arrived at the old soldier's home. One of the soldiers there spotted a bullet hole in his hat, and he ordered the soldier to say nothing about it to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
It was only after his death that the information about this assassination attempt, the information on this assassination attempt came out.
Mm-hmm.
But, incidentally, today is the anniversary of the Gettysburg Address.
Oh, yeah, they brought it up, and, of course, there's something to be said for short, succinct speeches.
Oh, yes, well, brevity is the soul of wit.
Yeah, you're right.
Winston Churchill's directive on becoming First Lord of the Admiralty, when he sent out directives to all of his senior naval officers, and it began, please state this day on one side of paper the readiness of your units to engage in full-scale combat. letter.
Brilliant. Right. Now, jumping forward to Harry Truman, since you're in Washington, do you have any background on the Puerto Rican nationalist attempt to assassinate Truman?
Oscar Collazo,
right.
And Tarasola and that group.
Mm-hmm.
There were two parts to that.
Mm-hmm.
There was, of course, the attempt to shoot Truman, who was then staying at the Blair House while the White House was being renovated. And then there was the woman who, with several conspirators, went into the gallery of the House of Representatives and was handed a gun by one of her conspirators, and she and at least two other men started firing.
Mm-hmm.
Into the congressman. One was killed, several others were wounded. In the case of the attempt to kill Truman, three policemen were killed.
Mm-hmm. Now, go ahead.
They never got anywhere near Truman.
Right. No, none of those guys were executed, were they? I think one was recently pardoned by Clinton, I think.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. None of them were executed, and they were really rather lucky because they could have been.
Well, it's 50 years is a long time. Oh, Patrick,
this
I came...
more than 50 years. This was...
51?
The assassination attempt on Truman took place in 1951.
Mm-hmm.
And, this is...
That'd be 60...
60 years.
Yeah, 62 years. Now, I came across some very interesting thing because I'm going to do something on assassinations in American politics.
Okay, now that we'll have part two Monday. So, Lynn, we had a little problem here. We're supposed to get our replacement computer. We'll be back Monday. We're starting at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time because of a Christmas schedule. So we'll end with our usual politics and poker. Go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site. It should be up this weekend. How a Rolls Royce was reportedly stolen in San Francisco and dumped halfway on the sidewalk and on the roadway. That's AMICUSVERITAS YouTube, and we'll end tonight with politics and poker. I guess the politicians in Washington are back home avoiding the storm and maybe playing poker.
Say, Ben, want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Okay, Tony, what are you going to do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year. Big Ace.
Ace Betts.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush, nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one, I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of jacks, bat out.
Politics and poker, politics and poker, shuffle up some cards and find the joker. Neither game's for children, neither game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play, not to bet,
where to call a bluff.
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Paraphrase.
Bet 'em.
Little trades, good as gold.
I'll say.
Raise your fine.
I'll call.
I'll hold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try like a Panyashinkovich, I'm certain.
We'll be back Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I hope to have our replacement computer. This is Peter Paul Barzola. Good night. Have a safe weekend. Don't drive and drink.